The
took me forever to realize that LMNOP, like LMNO, was more than one letter.
It is.
There you go.
LMNO.
Knowledge dropped. It's LMNO.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Baron.
You just heard, we entered with The World Is Saved by Danny Wisner. Super cool, nice kind of slow song, and then it builds up. It's how I feel when I play any really long video game, actually. That's how I feel.
Any really long game.
Like, so Skyrim or Fallout.
Okay.
Or
okay, yeah,
Witcher 3.
That.
Since we're going to kind of bring it back.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you spend 90 plus...
Oh, you're mentioning that one again?
Yeah, 90 plus hours in...
And then it gets good.
We're gonna talk a little bit more about like really long RPGs, because in case you didn't know, all of the internet prayers have been answered, and it wasn't Gaben
and
this
Half-Life
time.
Half-Life 3. Oh,
no, it wasn't Gaben this time. It was not Gaben this time. It was Final Fantasy 7. They've released some next-gen footage of a remake, a remaster, more than just a remake.
I'll be excited when there's 9.
I know. Anyway, in case you don't know what the show is, this is Experience Points. We drop knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. on KSLU. It's the station you're listening to right now.
Right on your radio.
Unless you are online, we got a website, and if you found it, cool. If you didn't, here's where it is, Bear.
Attention, I'll only say it once. Go to exppoints.com, double tap the P.
He said exppoints.com, double tap that P.
I said once.
I said it once, and then you said it. So, okay, anyway.
We didn't catch on the first time.
No. We have a social media as well. So Facebook, Google Plus, not for much longer. YouTube, you got Twitter.
We've been
saying
that for how long?
You can follow us. They haven't killed it yet. You can follow us. Go to exppoints.com/social. Check out all the cool social media type offerings we have there. And just for good measure, we threw in Steam, we threw in PayPal, we threw in Patreon. So if you want to donate money, then cool. If you want to be part of our communities, then cooler. We also have game servers. I need to
you need to get those straightened up.
I need to rejuvenate that list, because I think we have an ARC server that is advertised on the ARC thing, but no one knows how to get to it. I'm going to have to go and do that, but it's at exppoints.com/server, so check that one out. We are going to cut to another song.
I like songs.
Let's do two songs.
Do two songs?
We're in two songs, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what we did this past week. This is Power User by MC Frontalot, in memory of us. We're Power Users.
Are we Power Users?
And then Hey Mario by Patent Pending. So we got Power User and Hey Mario. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
You just heard Hey Mario by Patent Pending. Before that, Power User by MC Frontalot. We're Power Users. We mentioned that before. And
I'm a developer.
You're a developer.
You use things. I develop them.
I build your environments.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm that guy in the white room in Matrix. That's me. I'm the architect.
You think you're God?
No, architect.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of parallels in that movie, but that's for another show. That's for like...
Actually, Agent Smith was the one, not Neo.
Whoa. Can't get too deep. Don't take that blue pill just yet. We got more stuff to talk about. Bear, we had a pretty fantastic week, I think.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Not too fantastic. I mean, we're not in like a foreign
country. Not like
Fantastic
Mr. Fox fantastic.
No, not
which
that.
Which is a
not,
great
not,
movie,
not
by
George
the way.
Clooney fantastic. That was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, George Clooney was kind of the man.
It didn't get very good reviews that I remember.
No, dude, check it out. It's really good. Ignore the critics.
You don't have to tell me.
I'm not telling you. I'm telling Radio Land.
Oh, hey, everybody. Didn't see you standing
wow,
there.
Wow, what did you get here, big boy?
Anyway, so what did you do this past week?
This past week, I shattered another phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then got another one.
Oh, man, I was like, wait.
Okay, so this one comes pre-bent for me.
Oh, that's nice. So this is the
LG G Flex 2.
I gesture towards him because I talk with my hands a lot, and he hands me the phone just now. I'm holding his phone now. Oh, this is nice.
LG G Flex 2 go with my watch, which is an LG G. So nice. Basically, I'm a G.
I had the LG G4.
LGGG4.
I have the LG.
Isn't there a song? There's like a Korean pop song, like GGGG.
GGGG, baby, baby. That's okay. I can't remember who sings it, but yeah. It doesn't matter. It's in Korean. I don't understand it.
It's in Korean.
Very cool. How do you like it?
So far, I like it a lot. It works.
I know I really like the LGG4. It seems like LG is severely underrated.
I think so. One thing feature that I love about this one, I didn't realize when I ordered it. I got it because it's on sale for like $240 on Newegg. It has a slot to expand the memory in it.
Very cool.
So take a micro SD card up to 128 gigs plus 32. Yep.
It's crazy how big those, how small they are physically, but how big they are, how much data they can hold. Yeah. How much GBs they can hold. Lots of GBs.
All the gigabits.
It used to be super expensive to get a hard drive that was that big.
Oh, yeah, geez.
Back when hard drives were like 20 gigs.
My first like 20 gig hard drive, dude.
I'll never run out of space.
No, absolutely not.
8 gigs. I remember an 8.6 gig hard drive. We'll never run out of space. We've got all the space in the world.
I at one point had an 8 megabyte SD card.
Wow.
From Panasonic. That's my first SD card.
I'm actually, and it means a lot when I say this, I'm actually speechless.
Wow. MG speechless. Take note, everyone. No.
Okay, so you got a new phone. You accessorized with your watch.
Oh, yes. Still have this watch. This watch is amazing. Like, it still survives me.
Yeah.
Through three phones and everything.
What
kind of
is it? Gorilla Glass on that? I feel like all the other phones.
Yeah, I think this is Gorilla Glass.
If they just made the phones out of watches, then you wouldn't. You wouldn't have a problem.
I mean, well, this is LGG. This is an LGG. So maybe it's the LGG part.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll test that theory. Fall down another flight of stairs or get run over by a monster truck.
Wait to hear about my new phone.
Go to a tractor pull and jump in the middle.
A tractor pull. Why would I be in a tractor pull?
Become a rodeo clown and
What is going on with my life?
It seems like a really eventful way to test a phone.
Seems like pretty exhausting.
We went windsuiting and we just tied our phone with fishing line to drag behind us and we got really close. So it kind of just rattled around on the rocks. Well, what else do you do? You bought a phone.
I bought a phone. Still reading Pinroyal Academy by M.A. Larson, so that's going well. I haven't really been doing too much. Been making random runs across the country for funsies.
That's pretty much my life. Very cool.
Doing things, keeping it real.
You know, something I didn't mention last week. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I started watching West Wing.
Oh, yeah.
From 1999. Yeah. I finally found a TV show.
Yep. West Wing is pretty good. Yeah. The Wire is pretty good. It's not really PG. Yeah.
Well, at all. Neither is West Wing.
Well,
with MLP being off the air, I had to find something to fill the void.
Wow, so I don't.
So I went from My Little Pony to West Wing.
Yeah, I don't think that's a
basically equivalent.
Right? Are you getting in like the voting season? You're like, it's about to be political season.
Well,
so.
You know what's coming up? Next month we'll have another season of House of Cards. Did you see the preview yet?
I have not even seen the third season yet.
I am halfway through
the second season.
What is wrong with you?
Get out of the booth. Get out of the booth and go to Netflix. Drive to Netflix right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Why are you saying R in front of everything?
I'm just trying.
Seriously, get through that. I mean, I have to take emotional breaks like every 3 or 4 episodes.
Well, you told me you were like, I got to remember what's real politics and what's House of Cards politics. And
Underwood is not real.
Yep.
Which is slightly disappointing and slightly helps me sleep at night.
Right, it's good.
Like, kind of both ways. Like, I wish he was a real person, but I think I'd be terrified.
That's
kind of
cool. I mean, it's not cool that he's not real. I mean, okay, so the actor's real.
Well, yeah.
Kevin Spacey is an actual person. He's from K-PAX, right?
Okay.
Or he's a weapons dealer in Call of Duty.
He's
a moon robot. Either one. Just pick whatever you want. He's Kevin F. and Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin F. and Spacey. That's how we can say that.
All right, so that's cool.
A week ago,
I didn't say this last time because it was sort of uneventful, but I got into the Doom beta, the new Doom beta.
And I watched some gameplay of it. One of my friends had gotten into
it. So you watched it because you were there.
Yeah.
Okay, so because the first thing they do, I didn't know if I could actually talk about it. Apparently, I could talk about it. I can't show any of it.
You should talk about it.
Because you need some therapy, bro. You need to go to some counseling. I don't know. There's some crazy noises outside.
It's going crazy around here. Dude, the trees are gone. Now madness is broken loose.
Oh, yeah.
For students who don't know, they cut down all of the trees
outside McClemens. So for a little more locality here, local news this evening. All of the trees, all the pine trees behind McClemens in between the Union, they're all gone. So
pack up your
hammocks.
No
No more hammocking around.
Oh, but you know what? We can get those hammocks with the frames already and just roll them out there.
Tents?
Tents? That's not tents. Just tents. They have like frames and wheels and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sleeping, you got to be pro at
sleeping. Sleeping in a wheelbarrow. That's
a wheelbarrow? Yeah. Dude, that's going to be the next trend. You watch.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrows and Game Boys.
Barrel and then.
Okay,
whatever.
I'm sorry. I'm showing my age. Anyway. 3DSs now.
So, no, I got into Doom beta and I got into a game and then immediately they decided to do something with the servers. So I didn't even get to play that much, but the game looks really awesome. I mean, it looks like an ID Tech game. It looks looks like a really tessellated game, and that's like all of the Quakes and all the Dooms and everything. It's just a really tessellated series of games, and it's not bad from what I played. No. It was really good. You know, I definitely got back into that the last couple minutes of the Doom movie mode. I got really into the first person thing again. So that was
why
cool.
Do we have to keep bringing up the Doom movie?
At work related things for tech guys. Got a Surface Book.
Yeah, I saw.
Got a DOS keyboard, so it's a very premium game.
Which of those switches does that have?
That's blue. Those are blue. Blue. Those are super clicky.
You're using blues at work? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Can't wait to your coworkers.
So the reason that we wrote a grant, we got some of these things. I'm not bragging. There's one of those things where it's
like you're bragging.
No.
I think he's bragging.
Think
guys.
About it.
Let's take a poll on it. Go on Twitter. Tell me if he's bragging.
What are the things you use the most? Right. Like, what do you use as a developer the most?
Coffee.
Your chair.
Coffee.
Your keyboard.
Coffee. I'm a Java developer.
Your coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, that's a good joke.
I wish. It's the funny thing. I program on an Oracle system, not in Java.
No, it's so weird. It's proprietary. It's something.
Yeah, but they own Java.
That's before they own Java. Anyway, no, messing with the Surface Book, enjoying that. Seems
that's
like
the Pro 3, right?
No, it's a Surface Book.
Oh, that's right.
So
I keep forgetting that
that's
the difference.
That's the one that's a hardware keyboard
like
and everything.
It can be a laptop.
Yeah, it can be a laptop.
Like
it's really nice. I like it so far. It's definitely not, you know, it's not the... Well, I did do a graphics test on it to see what it could do. We were doing some different things where you detach the top of it. Didn't really score super high on 3DMark, but, I mean, it's not super bad either. Anyway, did that. Played a little bit of Just Cause 3. Been playing a lot of Fallout. And
I need to get back into playing Fallout. My life needs to slow down so I can Fallout more.
I know I'm to that point where I'm taking screenshots and I'm actually tagging them as spoilers. because it's that good. There are some parts in it where Fallout 3, it harkens back to Fallout 3. It's really, really, really good. I'm not going to give anything away about it,
but it's
really good.
Make it through the game, do you have to like build a settlement and everything?
You know, I think they force you to build like one... But that's about it. I haven't really dedicated any time to building settlements.
Yeah, that's just been something in the back of my mind. I'm like, my life is so busy. I don't have time to sit there and build a settlement.
I feel like that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do after I beat it. I'll figure out a way to like get really good at building settlements or modding the game. I have run with like 30 or 40 mods now.
Of course.
And they're all graphical mods or level of detail enhancing mods or maybe like lighting mods, something like that. It's a lot of replace this with higher textures or whatever mods. So
yeah, speaking of just games and you were talking about the beta earlier, Star Citizen Alpha 2 released.
Yes.
And it is glitchy as you'd think.
Yes, it is.
Oh my good lord. I have not successfully got a ship off the station.
I launched into one of the stations.
Oh, so yeah, you were on?
I kickstarted it a while back.
Right.
What
ship do you have? Or do you know?
The basic one. I didn't buy any other.
Yeah, like an Aurora?
Ones. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ew,
I'm sorry.
So now I go into the station and you look around, everything looks pretty nice. There's really bad texture.
Mine was really lagging. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of texture.
Do not look at the black doors that crashes the game.
Right.
If the door textures go away, don't look at them.
Right. So that crashes the game. Getting in a ship and getting off the thing crashes the game. Crashing into something and getting stuck on something crashes the game.
So I actually tried to follow a guy into a ship to see if I could do it. And I get like through the animation, I'm like stuck like climbing up the ladder and then he takes off and my character's just stuck there like hovering in the air in the like crawl animation.
I mean, it's definitely not
definitely alpha.
It's definitely mega alpha, but you know, it's not bad. It's coming along, I guess. But played a little bit of that. I've actually been jumping back into The Witcher 3. I told myself, I said I was going to go and give it a little bit of time off.
You got out of it ever?
I got out of it specifically
really?
So I could play other games because it was consuming all of my life. I got married and I'd forgotten that I got married. I you know, there was
you
just,
do remember to like that you have a wife, right?
Well,
what about the dog, Carson? Is he alive?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. He's gotten pretty good at feeding himself.
Oh, my good lord. Speaking of feeding animals, I mentioned it to you earlier. So I went home earlier today at lunch. My automatic cat feeder apparently went rogue. The robot uprising has begun.
Yeah.
And it decided to spew cat food all over my apartment.
You see, that's when technology, like, doesn't help you.
No, I just spent, like, an hour cleaning the place.
Yeah.
So I'm going to manually feed my cat, commoner.
Last bit of news, and then since you mentioned that, I got a Roomba. I told you that last week.
I can't wait till it like rebels on you.
Well, so I always speak very nicely to it. I'm like, Rico, thank you so much.
That's probably good.
You know, as it's like as it's doing its thing, and it runs twice a week, and it's gotten to the point where it doesn't need to run twice a week. It probably can run once a week, and it will be fine. Like it's actually cleaned my entire house probably about 10 times now. And it's really, really good. So I would recommend that if you have anyone out there that hates, you know, doing the vacuuming or whatever, then maybe, you know, get them a Roomba. I don't know, Merry Christmas, stuff like that. Speaking of Merry Christmas, Bear.
That's the thing that's coming up
We
soon.
Are going to make it snow with Jean-Luc
Picard.
Oh,
yes, right here, hit it.
Oh, man, make it snow.
You're making me happy right now.
Make it snow or make it
Christmas
so.
Christmas came early.
With Jean-Luc Picard from The Next Generation, and then we're going to follow it up with Night Force by Power Glove. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
And 90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Power Glove with Night Force before that. Jean-Luc Picard with Make It Snow.
Any of the Picard remixes.
Yeah,
they're so
really
great.
Cool. I love them.
Wonderful.
We are going to talk about some kind of new news.
News? By definition, shouldn't news be new?
I guess, yeah. Otherwise,
it's like in the word, new.
Otherwise, it's old.
News. I never thought about that.
News.
It's like news.
It's the happening. Anyway, so this, I feel
I
like.
I hope it's not the happening.
Like, it's time for it to happen, and then we hit a button, and it's like, bum, dun, dun, bum, dun, bum, dun. Bum, bum, bum. Anyway, back to you, Bear. No, so we didn't talk about the new Homeworld game coming out.
No, we did not.
Mainly because.
It's the new Homeworld game coming out,
guys. We knew that the people from, it's not Blackwater, Blackbird.
Blackwater? Dang, it's getting serious.
Yeah, no. The people from Blackbird are made up of a lot of the old Relic employees, right? So they made the original Homeworld. And we thought that they were making a game that was very similar to Homeworld, but we think that it's actually Homeworld. And back in October, Homeworld Deserts of Karak, or Karak, broke. So. We didn't hear about it forever, for years, for a long time. And then, thankfully, we got the Homeworld Remastered Edition, which I've played several, probably dozen hours of that.
Not as much as you did The Witcher.
Not as much as I did The Witcher. That's absolutely 100% correct. But so now we've got Homeworld Deserts of Karak, it's pretty much like Homeworld, but with wheels. You have some air units.
I think
that
should be their entire pitch.
You have some air units. You've got some like big giant land carrier mothership type things, but a lot of it's like dune buggies in the desert. It's kind of cool in case you didn't get like deserts of.
It's in the desert.
It's in the sand. It's cool. It's a prequel. That's the thing. So it's super cool prequel. And I recently read something about it. I think on Kotaku. It's coming out January 20th. So we are literally a mere like 3 weeks away from that. I'm bad at math. It's actually. Four and a half,
I don't
5 weeks.
I'm trying to math.
You know who's not bad with math?
Stephen Hawking.
No, he's pretty good with math, I guess.
Figured,
he wasn't who I was thinking of, though. I was thinking of Hideo Kojima. Or Hideo Kojima, depending on how Kojima.
I guess he's pretty good at
math. Kojima-san could be called whatever he wants. Bad with math. Bad with math is not one of those things. So, cool thing, right? Kodami totally screwed over Kojima.
I mean, I heard something about something.
We may have been covering it a little bit, even so much at the Gaming Awards recently.
Yeah, that was something.
I think it was Jeff Knightley or whatever. He was talking about how all of a sudden they figured out that Konami pretty much barred and restricted Kojima from accepting the Best Director or Best Game or whatever award at the award show. So, you know what? Screw Konami. Konami, I'm done. I'm not going to buy any more of your games. And if I can find a way to hurt you professionally by not purchasing your games, that's what I'm going to do. And I don't care who knows about it. Anyway,
Radioland knows.
Anyway, everybody, it's on the
worldwide web.
It's going to be on the internet soon. But the cool thing is that the Metal Gear creator, the great Hideo Kojima, and he did more than that. He did Police Knots. He did Snatcher. He did Metal Gear and Metal Gear Solid. There's another game I know I'm forgetting that he was really, really famous for.
But
he has done two really or three really awesome things. One, he grew a beard.
That's an awesome. Wait, wow, for Japanese
man. Yeah, he grew a beard, and it's
that's coming in.
We're looking at a picture of him right here.
I just saw it.
He looks much older.
I'm not being racist, but I mean,
he looks much, much older now.
Mature,
very, very mature. And on top of that, he formed a new studio.
He did?
It's called Kojima Productions.
So creative.
And on top of that, he's announced that there's a PlayStation 4 and PC game that he is working on, exclusively PlayStation 4 for consoles and then PC.
It's
independent team, though. We should say that. It's not that he's not partnered with, or he's not a subdivision like Santa Monica is, like God of War, and, or seemingly like Naughty Dog is with the Uncharted and Crash Bandicoot and everything that's only on PlayStation. He has just said, we're independent, but we are making our first game for PlayStation 4, exclusive console, PlayStation 4, and for PC. And that's just fantastic.
It's going to be an interesting future.
The great thing
I'm
is,
glad that the studios are
like the
now.
Non-compete or whatever
the
legal thing.
Bobbers,
it
legal
ended,
thingies.
It ended this morning or last night.
It is done
at like midnight.
Yay.
And now he's finally able to go off. I know there's a lot of looking for job. Like, you know, hey, you want a career working for, you know, Kojima-san? Like, you want that? And I'm like, yes, who doesn't want that? And so much so that even Andrew House from Sony, who is like the main guy at Sony right now, he, in Japanese, congratulates and welcomes Hideo Kojima. It's really, really cool.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
That's fantastic.
Because you're a fan.
Because look, we're looking at like an older, or a little bit older picture, where it's him before he's saying goodbye to all of the. It was in that that like peace out video that he did with all the people, and he's wearing like the.
He looks much more mature.
He's wearing the white sunglasses. He looks like super young, and then he looks super old. Like
he owns a business.
He owns a business. Yeah.
Yeah. He looked like an employee, and now he looks like the owner.
That's it.
I guess
so
that's exactly what happened.
Some pretty cool stuff happening with Super Smash Brothers. Bayonetta. We got.
Bayonetta's gonna be in there.
Knuckles. Yeah. And
nice.
Cloud, of course, from Final Fantasy VII. So Corrin, Cloud,
still
Bayonetta.
Never been one of my favorite games.
What?
Never been one of my favorite games.
Final Fantasy VII, or Fire Emblem, or Bayonetta.
The Smash Brothers series.
Oh, yeah, no, me neither.
I mean, a lot of people like it. Hey, I don't want to anger the fighter crowd out there. I know people like it.
Oh, no, I don't like it because I'm not very good at it. I don't get a lot of enjoyment from losing repeatedly.
Again, I'm more of Splatoon here.
I think competitive games in general, I'm just sort of, I've grown out of them. I was big into Quake 2.
It's because we suck.
Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Oh, well, that was some reality just thrown.
Welcome to real world,
Matt. Welcome to the reality.
We're not good at them.
Enjoy that. Anyway.
Play games for the story, guys.
I'm gonna have to cut to two songs and come back to deal with my
life. Wow.
This is Save World, Get Girl by Hi-Fi Dragons, and then the Annihilation of Monsteropolis by the Megas. I'm sad.
I'm right there.
And you're
I'm
listening
happy.
To Experience Points on
Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
I'm really depressed, actually.
I wrecked your life.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was the Annihilation of Monsteropolis by the Megas. Before that, Save World, Get Girl, I Fight Dragons. I don't personally fight dragons. It's sort of a myth.
I do.
Created by the fear-mongering death lords.
No, I mean, I'm pretty much the protector of this realm. Because
this realm.
When's the last time you saw a dragon?
I haven't seen many.
You're welcome.
Watch the movie Flight of Dragons. It had Colonel Potter as as the main wizard. All right, so we're going to talk about Star Wars because...
Wait, Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars? That's the one with, like, Riker and Picard?
That's it. No. Okay, so all joking aside, because we made jokes all day, we'd have an entire day's worth of shows. Star Wars comes out. Force Awakens is coming out. Episode 7... thankfully, we're moving forward and not moving backwards because, one, two, and three. What were they doing? Episode 7 continues the fantastic second trilogy, really the first trilogy, 4, 5, and 6.
It comes after everything else
that's happened. And there's a lot that has been stricken from the record, so a lot of the books are no longer canon. A lot of
the books
comics.
Were actually canon?
I think they were kind of, like, more or less assumed to be canon, but they're not anymore. They're officially, this will be the canon thing. And we were talking
change
about.
All your head cannons, rewrite your fanfics.
Yeah, we were talking about no more Han and Leia, right? Han and Leia babies right now.
Yep, sorry guys. Time to get to
so
work
we were
on.
Talking about kind of during the break while the Megas were rocking it. We were talking about what you should do to prepare for this momentous occasion. Finally, we get another Star Wars, and this generation gets to buy all the toys that we thankfully enjoyed.
Man, my God, have there been some toys?
There have been some toys.
Did you see the new, like, the Stormtroopers? Or, like,
little Stormtroopers, Be My Little Stormtrooper, BB-8.
I remember when the My Little Barbies came out, that's basically the same thing.
It's the Mighty Max for...
I want a life-size, one-to-one scale replica of BB-8. I would buy that.
That'd be nice. It's like a beach ball with, coffee can on top of it. Dude. Like half a little globe, yeah. We could do that.
For Christmas.
We could do that. It's just a series of magnets and a motor.
But how do magnets work?
It's crazy. Miracles. No, so the one thing that I was talking to someone earlier today, I was telling them, I said, don't watch Star Wars as it is right now. Watch Star Wars as it was back then. Because Star Wars has gone...
Don't watch the remasters?
Don't watch the remasters.
I agree. Definitely.
Don't watch the remasters. Watch Star Wars as it was originally... Honestly, the VHS versions of Star Wars were better. The Laserdisc, which is like $150 on eBay.
Well, that's the best quality.
Or the bonus DVD, the I think it's called Gout. G-O-U, the George's original uncut...
That's a disease.
George's original uncut... theatrical release, the Gout release.
The Gout.
It's a bonus disc on the 1994 or the 2004 DVD. I think it's 2004.
That is literally a disease.
Yeah. I don't know if it's spelled the same. I bet it is.
You keep saying
it's terrible. Anyway, so the one thing that I can say about all of these different Blu-ray re-releases, the remasters, this and that, they added so much extra CG.
It's terrible.
And not that good CG.
No, it's not.
And like late 90s CG.
Well, I think that was LucasArts, like, because that's what they're known for, their special effects.
Right.
Kind of finding their legs with it.
Right.
One of the things I really wish
people would do is, like, whenever they objectively look at something, don't just objectively look at it. Subjectively look at it. Like, you want to subject it to scrutiny.
Let's use nuances in our words.
You want to be... No, I mean, seriously, though. Like, if you saw something and it was working, and you said, as the director, and some people defend George Lucas and say, no, he's the director, he created it, he can do whatever the heck he wants.
You realize that Fox told him no, like the original trilogy that released, that's because Fox is like, no, George, you're doing it this way. And then I've watched a whole bunch of interviews with people when he did 1, 2, and 3, were saying, well, back then he was nobody, no one cared. So, everyone bossed him around and said, no, you're not doing this, you're doing this. And then once he got famous and everything, he was a star director, you don't want to say anything to George.
Right.
And so everyone just said, okay, Jar Jar, we'll throw him in.
Right.
I think he's stupid. No, I think he's great, sir. I think he's great.
I feel like there are certainly some missteps, right?
Obviously.
With the way that the new trilogies were handled. But the old classics, there were some things that were better. Cloud City, for one. Cloud City was so much nicer in the new versions, But there's no reason to put CG everywhere. You don't need these giant... Don't replace the Muppets with...
Oh, no.
Don't replace Jim Henson, puppets with...
Don't
get rid of Yoda with a CG Yoda. Don't add a stupid CG Jabba the Hutt. We don't need stupid Jabba the Hutt outside Mos Eisley Cantina. We don't need that.
No, so that scene was originally shot, obviously.
Right.
But they didn't have the CG to do it, so they didn't, and they should have left it that way.
Right, they should have left it that way. It was really, really bad. Anyway,
the scene didn't even need to be happening.
We are running out of time, so what I wanted to get around to saying was, before you go see the new Force Awakens or whatever...
I got my Stormtrooper 3D glasses ready.
Of course you do.
I do.
Before you see this, consider watching what's called the Despecialized Edition. This is something, a fan edit.
You can
find it online. I'm not going to tell you where. But if you search for Star Wars Episode 4, Episode 5, Episode 6, the Despecialized Edition, you will see that there's someone out there who spent over 4 years of their life corralling and organizing, getting original mats, original screen prints, color correcting, readjusting, literally spending thousands of hours of their life making Star Wars as true to the theatrical release as possible, and also bringing in some of the special things that they've added since then, but taking out all of the unnecessary business that they added.
I might be interested in checking this out.
The Despecialized Edition, they have one for each of they have the semi-specialized, which is, they added some of the stuff. Like, I think that stupid CG in Episode 6, that CG dance sequence Jabba's Palace.
No, I can't do that.
I think that's still in there for some reason.
No,
I don't know why.
I can't do that.
The Despecialized Edition, though, fantastic. And there's actually a really cool video. If you just Google, YouTube Despecialized, there's, an 11-minute video that shows you all the cool stuff that was going on and how they did it and where they got the pieces from. It's really, really cool. If you like Star Wars at all.
I do like Star Wars.
You do like Star Wars. You're going to go see it.
I like Star Trek better, Star Wars
We ain't playing no game here.
Nah, we've got nerds.
We nerds. We're going to nerd up hard, so... Anyway,
wow,
we
interesting.
Are almost out of time. Well, we are going to end. We're going to throw three songs at the end of this. But before we do that,
musical trilogy.
Got to stretch a little bit. Bear, what is the website?
Point your web browsers to exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
That's awesome. We also have social media at exppoints.com/social. You can see all of the social stuff we got going on at Facebook or whatever. Please like, subscribe, because anytime we have free games to give away, anytime we have information to throw down your way, we're going to do that on as many social media platforms that we have that we can. So Facebook, Twitter, exactly. Google Plus, all that.
Ooh, the Steam Summer Sale, or Summer Sale, Steam Winter Sale should come up soon.
Yes, it should be coming up pretty soon. And, pretty real soon. You know, that's usually where we get a lot of our games to give away. We buy games that we already have that we know we love, and then we try to give them out to you guys
so you can know them and love them as well.
Just a little bit of participation, that's all we ask. I don't think it's that much, to be honest.
Not really. I mean, it's just like, subscribe.
We are like and subscribe. We are out of time, but you know what, next week, catch us back same time, same place, 9 to 10 next Wednesday, just like every Wednesday.
We will
except
be here.
For those
except when we don't.
Yeah, when we don't do it, we won't be here, but when we don't be here, we are here. Anyway, we will catch you next time. We are going to end on three songs. This is Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. Before or after that, we're going to get on My Horse with Nerdfolia, and then we're going to sum it all up with Game It Ain't No Game by Andrew Volpe. And we still got time at the end of this. I'll throw another one at you. It'll be a surprise.
Be prepared. Maybe you'll get one.
We will see you next week. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.